From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, showers and a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and 45 for a low. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, then mostly sunny and 72 degrees. But right back into the rain for Saturday, rain likely and 73 in the forecast. 58 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:36.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening to Inside Douglas County every weekday. A lot of what we're doing right now, of course, all related to the COVID-19 situation. Today, no exception. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, as announced early this morning, tomorrow, Douglas County goes into phase one reopening and a busy process last week to get things into the governor and then wait and see. Talk more about getting through all that process.
Certainly. And I want to start real quick with today's numbers. Again, we had no new cases today. So we're still at 24 confirmed. We've got almost 17. We've got 644 negative tests. So we've done almost 1,700 tests. And now we're reporting 23 recovered and only one still hospitalized. So lots of great news there. And testing's sort of an interesting thing. That's part of the governor's requirement for reopening. So in most counties or in a lot of counties, testing had only been done by the healthcare community. So here in Douglas County early on, the Douglas Public Health Network, who's the nonprofit contracted to do the county's portion of the county's public health work, they decided with the support of the county to start doing drive-through test clinics. And for quite a bit of time, about 50% of the tests that were being done by DPHN outside of the the traditional health clinics, hospital community, where other counties simply were doing all their testing through the hospital and healthcare system. So now we're down to about a third of the tests, but those are being done through the drive-through clinic. But those clinics continue to happen. So they've done 480 tests through the drive-through clinic, and they do those tests here in Roseburg on Tuesdays and Fridays, and they do them in Reedsport on Saturdays as needed. So all you have to do is call your healthcare provider and say, I've got, a symptom or a reason that I think I should be tested. They approve it, and the people getting tested never see a bill for that work, and the test results come back to their primary care physician. So that was a huge part of the requirement of the governor and the process she put through. So back to the approval. So I want to remind everybody the closure that happened here in Douglas County was issued by the governor. The county commissioners have the ability to do closures beyond what the governor's closures were, but we don't have the ability to override what the governor did. So our county chose not to do additional closures. Some counties in Oregon did additional closures. So the only person that can really reopen anything or start to roll back the closures is the governor. And the process she put in place is really an evolving process. So we, Commissioner Boyce is the chair of the Board of Commissioners back on the 20th of last month, drafted a letter that requested that our county be allowed to open. We thought our numbers were in a good spot. We thought we met the requirements that she was talking about. That at that time, on the 24th, four other counties here in Southern Oregon joined us, Coos Curry, Jackson, and Josephine, along with Douglas, sent a letter in on the 24th of last month, be 3 weeks tomorrow ago, and asked for us to be a region to start opening. And then, of course, as you know, last Friday, the governor actually allowed counties to apply to reopen under her application process, which evolved right up until the day that we applied. And then there was some follow-up questions that were sort of an evolution of even where that process started. So through the week, we did some follow-up questions and answers and got some more information to the governor. And as you said, when we started the show, Douglas County was granted that approval. It was really late last night. We did our press release. I started working on this about 4 o'clock this morning, and I allowed my public information officer to sleep until six, and I called and woke her up at 6 o'clock, and we sent out our press release at 6 a.m. Of course, you know, you were already asking if we knew anything prior to 6 a.m. because you start early in the morning like I do. But we certainly are excited about the opportunity to start the phased reopening.
Well, and it was interesting. I watched part of the governor's presentation. We carried actually the front 8 minutes of her remarks this morning where she talked about the overall plan and then later got into naming the specific counties. I've been told at this point that 28 counties of the 33 that applied were accepted for phase one reopening, and that three others are still being looked at, and two have been initially denied at this point. For 28 counties to come back in phase one reopening, was that more than you expected, or did you have a guesstimate there?
So I didn't really have a good feel for it. I mean, we knew what we were doing here, and of course, we watched the numbers of those counties that are around us here in Southern Oregon and felt like our numbers had been in good places, and that Douglas Public Health Network had already been working with several of those counties historically or previously in contractual relationships. We had good sort of knowledge here in Southern Oregon about what was going on, but I had less knowledge about, you know, Eastern Oregon, and their numbers were low. I could see their case count was low, but I don't know, you know, what their ability to do epidemiology contact tracing is or what their hospital capacity is. And I honestly didn't spend a bunch of time trying to study their issues. I've really tried to focus on here in Southern Oregon and Douglas County and making sure we were in a position as a county to start this. And again, we felt very confident that we were. The governor was pretty clear in her remarks today, you know, if there's large outbreaks or big problems, that she certainly will close things back down. So I think it's pretty important that people continue to realize, even though here in Southern Oregon we haven't had huge amounts of cases or big, large outbreak areas, certainly in other counties in Oregon, other states in the United States and around the world, there's been huge outbreaks. And there's no reason not to believe that that could not happen here in Douglas County. So I think it's important to continue to practice some of those guidelines that we talked about very early on. I remember all the way back on the 11th of March, I gave an update on sort of some of those guidelines, including, you know, staying home if you're sick and washing your hands and, you know, avoiding places that, you know, when you're not feeling well. And those type of things have proven to be really the most effective in combating the spread of this this virus. You know, the not visiting your loved ones when they're in a long-term care facility or assisted care facility is very difficult. You know, sometimes those folks, you know, it could be end of life or they could be in an accident where they're hurt and they're recovering, and you very much want to go visit them. But the fact that you don't do that keeps those type of facilities from having huge outbreaks. And I think that's, you know, that's largely why our numbers have been where they are, is that people here have been doing the right thing, and they started early on. And before there was big outbreaks, we didn't have those types of cases. So, I mean, you can look at the state veterans home in Lebanon. You can look at other places around the state of Oregon where this virus got into a, you know, senior living facility, and it's pretty devastating what happens.
As we move forward into reopening starting tomorrow, for instance, restaurants and bars can open for sit-down service with lower capacity and adequate physical distancing, also the wearing of face masks by employees and customers, even encouraged to wear face masks as well outside of when they're actually eating. You've got personal care businesses like barbers, salons, etc., reopening in a very limited way, and mm-hmm. a lot of guidelines for those as well that are going to take a lot of work by the people in those places, and may quite likely result in some price changes, I imagine, as well, just to help them pay for some of the things they're going to have to do.
Yeah, so the governor issued a bunch of sector-specific guidelines, and again, these are the governor's directions, not the county. So we've debated on whether we should engage in trying to help get that information out. So today, just before the show here, we sent out another press release. It's part of our e-newsletter system. So if you're not getting these, please sign up at Douglas County's. You can go to our webpage, and right on the top right-hand corner, you can sign up for our newsletter, which will get you these daily briefs. And we have links to the sector-specific guidelines from the governor. We wanted to be careful that people understood that the county didn't do this. We're in charge of it. We didn't issue the guidelines. We're not tasked with enforcing the guidelines. We certainly are wanting people to follow the guidelines so that our county gets to remain open. But there's going to be lots of questions about what these guidelines mean, and asking the county doesn't really do any good because we know no more than you would reading them. So really, this is a state-driven guidance, and asking the state for specifics or clarifications is really where people need to go.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. Back in about a minute, County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4, Northwest Wine Radio. Brian Calvert out of Seattle talking about wine, beer, and spirits around the Pacific Northwest. County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us this afternoon talking about the Phase 1 reopening of the county. This also includes a number of retail sectors. There were some types of retail businesses that chose to not be open, others that were mandated to not reopen, but now all of those can reopen as long as they follow the Occupational Safety and Health Administration guidelines for physical distancing, signage, a particular way to flow people through businesses and things like that. And I know for a lot of folks in Douglas County who are in the business community, to say it's been a rough time is an understatement.
Well, certainly, businesses are that have been required to be closed are likely very eager to get back open. And I know customers are very eager to get back to shopping and doing those things that they do with the businesses. It's interesting how many people have sort of adopted the essential, non-essential terminology when, in fact, the governor's executive order did not use that terminology. So the governor listed the types of businesses that had to be closed and said all the other businesses could stay open if they could meet the social distancing requirements. So this opening sort of on that same methodology. There's just additional businesses that were added to the part of the executive order that can be open, but they do have to follow guidelines. And the governor went through and worked with industry folks to come up with these sector-specific guidelines. So she brought industry groups together from the different types of industry sectors and tried to develop guidelines that would be something that people could follow. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for businesses who are already financially hurting to open their business and try to figure out the right amount of staff, in some cases for only allowing a certain percentage of the people in their business compared to what they're used to. It's going to be a challenge for businesses to go out and buy some of the equipment or supplies necessary to meet the governor's reopening plan. So, if your favorite business doesn't open tomorrow, understand that they're probably out trying to get everything in place that's required for them to do it appropriately. And the other interesting thing, and I had not thought of this until the governor said it this morning on a press conference, the businesses aren't required to open. So if a business doesn't feel like they can meet the requirements or doesn't feel like they can make their place of business safe for the public or their employees, there's certainly no requirement for a business to open. And I think you might have some folks make that decision for a little bit and see how things are going. But we certainly are excited about the fact of all the great work that Douglas Public Health Network, Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, the COVID response team, the incident commander, Casey Bolton, and the whole team of those folks have done. And I think because of all that work, And because of the plans that are in place, we've been approved in the, in the first group of counties approved. The other interesting thing, moving forward, we recognize there's a very high likelihood of increased cases. So the goal, certainly wasn't to eliminate any new cases. It was to really limit the number of new cases and have the resources in place to make sure you're dealing with those new cases adequately. So we as a county will be measured by the state government to make sure that we continue to meet those requirements moving forward. So, as long as we can do our, our epidemiology work and within 24 hours be able to address 95% of the cases, that's a measurement that we have to continue to meet moving forward. Right now, certainly with one active case in the county, the 10 epidemiologist strike team that we have can do that easy. But if that caseload gets great enough, we may have to hire more people to do that work. Same thing with personal protection equipment as dentists and other medical services start to increase. The demand on personal protection equipment goes way up, and there's some demand for it within some of the sector-specific opening. So, making sure there's adequate personal protection equipment, again, is another requirement. Making sure that we have the availability for testing. Some people read that wrong, that we have to be doing a certain amount of testing. Really what the requirement is that you have testing availability. And right now, between the healthcare providers, clinics, the hospital, and the drive-through clinics, the Douglas Public Health Network is doing, we literally have virtually an unlimited amount of tests available. So as an example, just this last week, this week on Tuesday, we had the ability to test, we've been kind of saying anywhere, try to keep it around 50 or less, only through our drive-through clinic, only 14 people signed up. So the demand for testing certainly isn't there, although we do have the capability of doing it, and we have to make sure we maintain that capability. I know there's the hospital starting a random sampling, which is really just a study. It's not really part of the requirement, but I think that'll be interesting to see what the random sampling shows for asymptomatic people that are volunteering to get tested. It's when there's more cases and more illness, more people want to get tested. As the amount of illness has gone away and people aren't sick, the demand for testing has gone way down. And again, we have lots of testing available for those that want to get tested. All they have to do is call their primary care physician if they don't have one, go to one of the urgent cares, and they'll have the ability to get tested.
And we are going to be in phase one for at least 21 days before being eligible to go to phase two around the 7th of June. And that will open things up in terms of gathering size and some other options as well. But clearly, according to the governor's framework, a phase three is way off.
Yeah, she talked about phase three being at the end of September at the soonest. The 21 days a minimum. So many of us asked, what if our case count remains zero, after 14 days and we've been, zero for a month? What does that look like? And she was pretty adamant about no early adopters, that it was going to be it was going to be 21 days, which I think is actually a compromise. I think that's two 14-day incubation periods, which is two 14 days would be 28. So they compromised back to 21. So she's been pretty clear about not starting early on the 21 day. But, if we have a huge case count, there's a chance that 21 days is not, after 21 days, we don't go to phase two. And she was very clear about that in her press conference today also.
As we move forward here, then what would you say, we've got about a minute and a half left, in terms of the importance of citizens following through with the guidelines so that we do have the potential for going to phase one as soon as possible, or phase two rather?
Yeah, I think the importance of the guidelines really are around protecting yourself and your health and as business owners, protecting your employees and your customers, which is all good stuff. Again, some of the most basic things is stay home when you're sick. If you're not feeling well, don't go get other people sick. Don't go visit your loved ones when you're sick. That's just sort of common sense. You know, washing your hands. Remember, this virus, just soap and water kills it on your hands. So continue to do those sort of common sense things that make a lot of sense. And I think it's important that we, you know, we phase into this, because if we have huge outbreaks, there's every bit of chance that the governor will shut things back down and lock it back up. And then that would be just demoralizing for businesses that have waited this long to open, and for the public that has really been wanting this to open. So I encourage folks to, you know, follow the guidelines, you know, do those things that, that make sense to them. Try to stay healthy, exercise, eat well, all those things you should be doing anyway.
County Commissioner Tim Freeman on Inside Douglas County. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Great.
1250 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.